This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4.92, unchanged on the open July, 4.90 up to. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.80 up 2.5 on the open July, 4.94.5 up 3.75. September, $5 up a half. December, 5.09 down a half. March, 5.16 unchanged on the open. May corn opened at 3.54.75. Up 3/4 on the open July, 3.65 3/4 up a half. September, 3.71 1/2 up 1. December, 3.79 1/2 unchanged. March, 3.90 up a quarter. May, 3.98 up 1. July, 4.02 up 1 on the open. May beans open at 7.15, down 9 on the open. July, 7.30, down 11.25. August, 7.37, down 11. September, 7.51 1/2, down 3.25. November, 7.61, down 9.5. January, 7.74, down 6.5. March, 7.80, down 8.5. May, 7.86, down 5.5 on the open. May soybean meal, 197.50. Down 30 on the open. July, 203 down 60. May soybean oil, 31.45 down 42 on the open. And July, 32.05 down 38. At the Merck April feeders, open at 107.75 down 10 on the open. May, 109.45 up 10. August, 111.90 down 2.5. September, 110.60 down 10 on the open. April live cattle open at 97.55 down 10 on the open. June, 93.25 down 2.5. August, 91.45 up 7.5. October, 95.25 unchanged on the open. May lean hogs open at 76.10 down 30 on the open. June, 77 down 45. July, 77.75 down 57.5. August, 76.90 down 65 on the open. And May bellies open at 102.90 down 25 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you, too. With all the contacts that you have, can you tell me where you know that corn is going into the ground as opposed to field work?
Yes, there's several people calling up and saying corn is going in the ground. And, I would say Iliopolis and Vincennes area are two areas that, we know. I understand there's some ground being worked from Decatur up to Champaign. So, there's corn going to be going in, and I think more so as we get into the latter part of the week.
Turn your attention to the options and its expiration at the end of the week and what that might imply for corn prices by the end of the week.
Because of the big price drop, there'll probably be some interesting option strategies, and sometimes it does create some major fireworks. I'm not really abreast on any particular issue that I see that will take place. My general impression is that the market is so erratic in here and so full of gyrations. I think that's the big clamor, so to speak.
I do see that about $30,003.50 puts and calls are open in the corn pit, and I wondered if that might be a place where, as you say, some fireworks could happen.
That's right. The 350 puts in May are basically worth nothing unless they get there. So, you know, that's the $50 million question. And right now, of course, the futures market's at 357.5, up 4.25 cents. A couple things that we are picking up is that more farmers are calling in and telling us that there's a more wheat damage in the soft red winter wheat crop from either ag extension people or commodity agronomists and things like this. And so we do feel that there is some major damage, of course, in the winter wheat crop. Some of the people, say we're going to corn. Most of the people we talk to say probability it'll go to beans. Some insurance issues are related to that. I do know that there is this factor in some areas where nitrogen fertilizer is also being talked about. But definitely the damaged wheat and maybe some of the wet weather here over the next 10 days to 2 weeks is being talked about. And then a third factor in the corn market is there are people in the grain trade that don't feel that we are going to see the 90 million acre figure. You know, some of that is conjecture, maybe a little bit of hope or whatever, but those are the main factors. Whether we'll see 350 May corn or not, that's a debate as of 9:55 on April 18th.
So when it's all said and done on that wheat acreage that might get ripped up, are you leaning more corn or more soybeans?
I think it depends on the geographic area. If you're in a area where there's some historic precedent of double crop, beans going into wheat, that's an issue, and insurance is involved in that. The other factor is that whenever corn follows wheat, there's some reasons to believe that there's a chemical reaction or some kind of a reason that corn doesn't yield as well following wheat. So, I'm aware of that, but my impression is that from a Paul Cooley point of view, if I was in that situation, they'd go to beans.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, where you always tell me the trend is your friend, and the bean market has been trending down. And after breaking 100-day moving averages overnight, it looks like, to me anyway, that we could be setting up for another leg lower here.
Well, yesterday I was told by two cash grain sources that soybeans were 25 cents too high in the world market. And, we made up for a lot of that loss yesterday and last night and today, or that imbalance. And as a result of that, we are getting close to being competitively priced. The real is a six-year high. Ocean freight is extremely high. And so whenever ocean freight and the real are high, it makes our soybeans probably a little more competitive than maybe South American ones in the long run. Is there something else involved, like more bean acres and less corn acres being talked about to make the beans not as valuable? There was even a professor that wrote an article that said, if we have a large and good crop of beans, the price of soybeans will go down 60 cents a bushel. That's way down the road, and we don't sense that. We don't even sense that there's a big economic incentive to plant more wheat or corn, soybean acres rather, in South America, because the economic stability isn't just quite that good. So, it's a debate right now, and when one commodity is overpriced like it is in the U.S., maybe 25 cents, the market seeks that level pretty quickly.
So, where are your good support levels based in the NOVE and July beans?
My general feeling is that the cash market, there'll be no beans for sale if they go below $7. So, that's basically another 18 to 20 cents lower. You have to get the beans to a price level where the U.S. farmer is not going to sell any beans, and I think that's definitely, in the $7 below, sub-$7 level. next 2 weeks, we'll know so much about the actual acreage of beans and corn. That will also be a big determinant in prices.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a nice day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in northwestern Illinois, mostly sunny. Elsewhere in the north and in central sections, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few scattered showers during the afternoon. In the south, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. Highs from 45 to 70 degrees. Tonight in western Illinois, partly cloudy. Elsewhere, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, most numerous in Indiana. Lows from 36 to 44. And then tomorrow in southern Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers during the morning. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy with highs ranging from 50 to 65 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.